Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where Angel and I take time and answer questions you sent in. We got a ton of them. But before we start that day, we want to tell you about a brand new parenting webinar we've got coming up. You'll be able to come and watch in your own home online, and it's loaded. It's going to be really good. We're really excited about it. We'll make further announcements as we get closer.
Yeah, and you'll want to watch this and pass it on to your friends.
Yes.
All right. Joe, my daughter just got engaged, and I don't think her fiance is a good man. I'm worried he will hurt her. Should I say something? Ooh, I talk about a landmine.
Yeah, we're walking through the landmine.
My son got involved with a girl in college.
Yes.
And it was not a good situation. And, you know, you kind of know. So it got real tense around our house. And I didn't handle it the best way. I could have handled it better. But
really?
But eventually he did say, I'm going to quit school and I'm going to move up to North Carolina to be with her. And I said, son, let me tell you this story. I've been a single mother since you were 13. And I struggled and did without a lot of stuff so that you could go to private school. And then I sent you to a private university. If I have to walk you in my pajamas to class every day, you're going to get this degree from me.
Yes.
If nobody else. And
he did.
He did. And actually, when he got it, he was very, very happy to come and show it to me. And so, and then he finally did marry a great, great,
great gal
woman. But mom, the best thing you do is pray.
Yeah.
Pray that this will be exposed before she gets married. I have another friend that just, her daughter jumped into a relationship that the parents had tons of red flags about, but she was just bent on it that that's what she was going to do, and she did it.
Yep.
And so at this point now that they just have to walk it out, you know. So I would just light up the prayer tower, get everybody you know praying too. I would be very careful what I say because you'll push her to him further.
Yes, I was going to say you don't want to do that.
No, just be there and be gentle and patient
and tell the truth.
Yeah,
they're going to ask you, Mom, what do you think about this guy? Well, I don't like him. Love you, though. But I don't like the guy. Well, I love you. I've done it as a father with daughter, five daughters. Say, what do you think about him? I like him. I love you, but I don't like him. You know? And so you just had to tell the truth. Speak soft, speak slow, but tell the truth. Don't lie. Because they'll ask you. They'll ask what you think. Well, I don't like it. And eventually they'll ask you, well, why? Well, you know, he's going to be the love of your life. He's going to be the head of the house. He hasn't shown any responsibility so far in his life. He doesn't have a good job. How's he going to take care of you? Can't take care of him right now. He's still living at home in his daddy's mom's house. His mom still washes his clothes, his underwear for him. He has not shown any trace of adulthood.
One time when my daughter was first married, I was around them and he spoke a little sharp to my daughter. And of course, you know, I didn't like that. Because I'm not a yeller and I'm not sharp, you know, just pretty steady in my communication. But anyway, I remember I went to my son and I said, hey, is this kind of a normal thing? Blah, 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 blah. And my son gave me the best advice. He said, you know, Mom, here's the thing. I haven't seen that's a pattern or anything. I think that's probably an unusual circumstance, but here's the thing. She's the only one that can change it.
Bingo.
And I said, you're right.
Bingo.
And he said, don't get involved because it'll just drive a wedge. And he was right. Turned out I was jumping to conclusions.
Yes.
They have a wonderful marriage. He's
great
a wonderful
marriage.
Guy. And he treats my daughter great. So,
yes.
So you're just going to have to realize she's an adult. She's going to make whatever decisions she wants to make. But like Joe says, if she asks a question, just tell the truth. But don't go butting in where she hasn't asked a question.
No, do not go prying. Besides, number one, they're an adult now. If they're 18 and over, you have no legal say-so in their life. I don't care if you're still supporting them. I don't care if they're still living in your home. You're still buying their food, buying, paying their car payment. You legally have no right to say anything to them. They're an adult. So you have to be slow to speak, quick to hear. You got to be very gracious in your words. Tell the truth, but don't yell, don't scream, don't accuse, don't holler, don't dig up the past. You always, you never. Just stay very calm and just tell the truth. Mom, Dad, you like them? No, I love you, though. I want the best for you.
All right, Joe, do you have any recommendations on how I can start teaching my son about Jesus? We took him to church every week, but it's almost like it became a routine. How do I know he knows God and not just about God?
Well, that's good. Well, people used to ask all the time because we did children's ministry. I was an education director at a local church, big local church. And we had six kids and people said, how do you teach kids about the Bible? I said, well, or how do you have Bible study in your home? I said, we never have Bible study in our home. And people were shocked. Well, don't you teach children? Isn't that what you do for a living? Yes. You don't teach children at home? No, we're too busy. There's eight of us in the house. There's no night where everything, the dishes are washed, the house is clean, the laundry's done, you're ready for bed, you brush your teeth. Hey, it's calm. Let's sit down and talk about Jesus. It's never going to happen. And so what we did, I kept a paperback Bible in the Suburban. Mm-hmm. We drove 31 miles to school every morning. And so we'd have to drive down a mile and 7/10 of dirt road before we hit the highway. As soon as I get up, I say, hey, what day is it? Somebody said, well, it's the 18th. Proverbs 18, read the first three verses. It was usually some kids still putting on makeup and they're still working on homework or probably still getting dressed. Dad, I need to do this. No, you're going to read the first three verses of that proverb, or I'm going to pull off the side of the road. And I would make them. And so they just read it mad. And they throw the Bible and hit their sister with that. They hit me with the Bible. Shut up, read the next three verses. So people did not understand. We did this for years and years. Every morning was like a war. Read three verses out of Proverbs. And so we did it every day. But what people don't know is many, many times, two or three weeks later, hey, Dad, remember that proverb we read 3 weeks ago? Yeah. Do you know that's true? Really? God didn't lie. He told the truth. Whoa, we might have to look up some other scriptures, you know. And I always make fun of it, but I'm trying to get the word of God into my kid. And so you can't shove it down their throat. They'll choke on it. You got to make them want it. And so what we did at home, we talk about the word of God, not in a religious way. We talk about what we believe in God for, where we need to resist the devil, things that maybe family members are going through. Well, let's just pray for them. And so I never closed my eyes when I prayed. Hey, guys, we're going to pray for grandma right now. She's going through a tough time. And we keep it short. I wouldn't pray longer than maybe 30 seconds, maybe 60 at the most. Father, we set ourselves in agreement according to Matthew 18:19. And they saw us live it, not preach it, not teach it, but live it. And that's where they're going to get it. Watch you live the word of God.
Yeah, I mean, that's the bottom line. That's true. And then to talk about Jesus during the day, right, throughout your life.
Yeah.
You know, and let them see it.
Well, most when you're talking about Jesus, you're talking about problems. Every human's going through a challenge. Every human gets tested and tried. The tests and trials are common to all men. So there are no perfect families. There's no perfect parents, no perfect marriages, no perfect children. Everybody's going through something. So just be open about it. And we ought to pray about that. And we just always make it a short prayer. My kids, you know, I'd pray at the drop of a hat. I didn't have a Bible study, but I'd pray at the drop of a hat. Well, let's just send ourselves to agreement, couldn't you? Dad, I got a friend at school and they're all messed up and their dad gets drunk and they beat on the mom. Well, we need to pray for a spirit of wisdom, revelation that somebody good is going to find this out and they're going to stop this in Jesus' name. And the laborers are going to cross their path. God's going to talk to them when they go to sleep. So I had all these scriptures. So we would pray that stuff. And again, we would never bow our heads or get real spiritual. We just quote the word of God. God watches over his word to perform it. We'll give God something to work with. So our kids saw us live the word every day. We never had a Bible reading, except driving to school on the Suburban every morning, 171 days out of the year. But we did act like it every day. So it was real to us. It wasn't a religion. It was our light. You know, God's our light, you know. So it was just a simple thing. It worked out real good.
Joe, my wife's family is crazy.
All right.
They always seem to know what's best and disregard my opinion. I've just shut my mouth to keep the peace. But how do I navigate this long term?
Stay away from the family.
You can do what I did. I moved from Florida to Washington State.
Move across the country.
We only saw him once a year, and it was a lot easier.
Well, we lived 100 yards from my parents when we first got married.
Which wasn't always good.
No, it was never good. And I lived 3 miles from my in-laws for the first 3 years of our marriage. And so it was a mess. They knew everything was going on in our life. We knew everything going on in our life. But I got a job 3 states away, 3 years into my marriage. And for the first time, we began to grow as a couple. Because there wasn't anybody to run home to. You can't go talk to daddy. You can't go to mama's house and eat dinner. You can't go borrow a tool. I didn't have any tools. I'd borrowed my dad's my whole life. You know, my wife and I were both working. So my wife would come home and I'd be across the field at mom's house eating dinner. And the phone would ring. Where are you at? I'm over at mom's. What are you doing? Eating dinner. You didn't think about me? No, I did. I didn't think about my wife. I'm the mom. I'm going to fix me something. She'll always fix me something. So we were very immature. So we had to grow up. But moving away fixed all that. It just did. So I'm not telling you to move away, but
I'm telling you move away because that really, really is a good part of it. But other than that, I mean.
Well, the Bible says a man leaves his father and mother and cleaves into his spouse. And so if you got your in-laws, your parents involved more than maybe once a month or once a week, you got trouble. We got trouble here in River City. We got trouble. So you got to learn to grow up on your own. So smart parents allow their kids to grow up. They just do. And you don't get involved every day. They're not your baby anymore. They're an adult now. And God gives us children to train them up and give them back to him. Kids don't belong to us. They belong to God. God gave them their own loan. God's going to loan them to I'm pregnant. Well, God loaned you a baby. And you're going to get to train them up and teach them, get them through school, maybe through college, marry them off. But you're going to give them back to God. They don't belong to you. They belong to God. And so you got to watch that over possession. I see a lot of families that do that. We both come from big families. And we've seen a mess. We have seen a lot of messes.
And I was a single mother. Listen, I know everybody thought I was going to be a helicopter parent once she got married, both of them. And I rarely have gone to their home. Yeah. I've never just dropped by.
Nope.
And now I did used to call them every day. And then finally, one day, my son said, Mom, I'm the only guy I know that has to talk to his mom every day. And I said, you know what? I am sorry about that. And I started backing off. And I'd call them like a couple times a week and try to see them once a week if I can do breakfast or something. But
not just show up. Now, I don't mean to put a burden on your pocketbook, but you want to take them to breakfast, take them to lunch, take them to dinner, find someplace cheap to eat. That's a great time to talk. I'm talking breaking bread and fellowship. Fellowship better around a meal. And so you don't just show up like you're staring at them and questioning them and grilling them about how's your day gone? What's going with your marriage? What's happening here? No, you just eat a meal and they'll just talk. People eat when they talk when they eat. So,
yeah. So,
you did good, Mom. You did good.
I'm trying. Yes, you never stop learning. That's for sure.
No, it is the eternal process.
It is. Guys, we love you so much. Thank you for taking time to listen and send in your questions.
Yes.
We really appreciate when people send them in. And also keep watching for our webinar coming up.
Coming up.
We're excited about it.
Yes, it's going to be good.
Have a great night.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.